From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Ships are steaming back to BP's blown oil well in the Gulf now that the threat of Tropical Storm Bonnie has passed. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says crews will have to replace pipes stored on ships during the storm.
You're probably into, I would say, somewhere between 3 to 5 days from now when they might be able to be in a position to have the casing pipe in place, and we could probably start the static kill at that point.
It is the height of the hurricane season, and crews are hoping for enough good weather to get the Gusher captain sealed. NATO is using planes and helicopters to search for two U.S. service members missing from their base in Kabul, Afghanistan. In Kabul, NPR's Quill Lawrence reports it's feared they've been kidnapped by the Taliban.
We heard unconfirmed reports that the Taliban had captured two soldiers in Logar province. This is coming from government officials in Logar. Shortly after that, NATO officials here in the Afghan capital said that two soldiers, they said, they didn't specify nationality, but later it was confirmed they were Americans, had gone missing. They had left their base on Friday afternoon, and now, more than 24 hours later, had not returned. They said they dispatched helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft planes to go look for these men.
Quill Lawrence in Kabul. Police in Germany were apparently trying to keep the crowd under control when a stampede started in a tunnel at the Love Parade Music Festival. 17 people were killed in the crush. The tunnel was filled with techno music fans when people started running. Authorities said the situation was very chaotic. They're still trying to figure out exactly what happened. U.S. Coast Guard officials have called off the search for survivors of a medical transport plane that crashed in Lake Michigan. From member station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelter reports 4 people are still missing.
The pilot of the small Cessna 206 bound for Rochester, Minnesota, radioed in there was trouble aboard Friday morning. Fishermen saw the plane crash into Lake Michigan near the shoreline. A few hours later, a civilian volunteer rescued one man wearing a life jacket, who said two others had exited the downed airplane shortly after he did, both also wearing life jackets. But Coast Guard officials say they could find no evidence of any other survivors, despite searching for 27 hours across 1,000 square miles of the lake. Officials were hopeful because the water temperature was relatively warm. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Water is pouring through a breached dam in eastern Iowa. Torrential rains caused the water in Lake Delhi to rise. And Delaware County emergency official Jack Clough says it punched a 100-foot hole in the earthen dam.
Lake Delhi has between 1,100 and 1,200 residential properties. The estimates are at least 50% of them have water in the first floor.
Water was beginning to surround homes in Hopkinton. This is NPR. VA doctors won't be able to prescribe it, but patients will soon be allowed to use medical marijuana in the 14 states where it's legal. The Department of Veterans Affairs is poised to issue a directive clarifying current policy that says vets can be denied pain meds if they use illegal drugs. Advocates had argued that meant patients could be denied VA benefits if they were caught using medical marijuana. Wall Street seems to be back on its feet with the worst of the financial crisis over, but as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, the number of bank failures continues to climb.
The number of bank failures for the year is now more than 100, with over 5 months left to go in wake of Friday night bank closures by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC seized 7 banks with cumulative deposits exceeding $2 billion. That makes 103 for the year, compared to 64 this time last year. The latest casualties include banks in Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Minnesota, Nevada, Oregon, and South Carolina. The largest is Jasper, Georgia-based Crescent Bank and Trust Company with $1 billion in assets. The rate of bank failures is on pace to exceed last year's total of 140, which was the highest since the S&L crisis wiped out hundreds of institutions in the early 1990s. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
93-year-old actress Zsa Gabor remains hospitalized in critical condition after receiving a blood transfusion, according to her husband. Prince Frederick von Anhalt says his wife was able to squeeze his hand and say a few words today. Zsa Gabor underwent hip replacement surgery on Monday. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.